First Corinthians chapter 14, I want to talk to you for just a little bit about what is wrong with America. Now, I'm not negative about America. I love America. I think we live in the greatest country on God's green earth. I think God blesses our country. I think God's not giving up on our country. I think God's still got some good things for our country. I think there's still some good people in America. I think the majority of Americans are still good people. I didn't say saved people, but I think good people in America. I'm not against America, but there's something wrong. There's something wrong. This past week, again, testified that there's something wrong in our country. And so today, I want you to see now what I think the Bible teaches about this. Now, it doesn't name Florida. If it did, it'd tell us to stay out of it. It doesn't name people shooting guns and things like that, but there are some principles in the Word of God. There are some biblical principles that if we don't do them and we don't obey them, we get things out of God's order. And when you get out of God's order, then it's disorder. Amen? So that's what I want to show you. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, if you will, and look at verse 40. Let all things be done decently and in order. Now go back to verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Now, in the particular passage, put it in its context, he's teaching the churches how to be in order and how to stay in order. Very few churches go by this chapter. You'll read it. Very few churches go by this chapter. And because of that, our churches are out of order, so they're messed up. But then, in Titus chapter 1, verse 5, it says this. He's talking to Titus. He said, for this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou mightest set in order the things that are wanting. In other words, they were slack in these areas. And ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. So that tells me order to God is important.
Amen. Yeah.
God does nothing in confusion. He'll do nothing to confuse you. God is a God of order. And I'm going to show you that today. And I think what's wrong with America, and I'm going to show you, is we've left some order that God set up. There are some things going on in America, and it's being blamed on everything but the right people. The shooting in Florida, I've been listening to it. A lot of people blame it on guns. You have guns, some of you do. You don't go around shooting people. A lot of people have blamed it on mental health. There's a lot of mentally health people don't go around shooting people. A lot of people have blamed it on the school system. School system's not there to teach your children morals and what's right from wrong. They're to teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. My wife's a school teacher. My daughters are. That was not in their course of study to teach your children about morals. It was to teach them reading, writing, arithmetic.
Come on,
and by the way, if you want your teachers to teach morals, who's going to teach them? The Mormon? The Jehovah's Witness? The Baptist? The Presbyterian? It's got to be everybody. So that's not what they're there for. But it wasn't the teacher's fault. It wasn't the school's fault. Matter of fact, in all these cases, you'll see those are the heroic people. They'll be the ones that die for those children. And then a lot of people blame it on the police because this young man had a record. But the police can't stay on you all the time when you do things wrong. The police can't. We can't afford to follow, pay policemen in particular to follow one person around all the time. Think how many police we'd have to hire to do that. And some people want to blame it on the politicians. Well, let me tell you something. There's enough laws on the... Politicians write laws. That's their job. And there's enough laws on the books now to solve all these problems. Just because a politician, that's what all these liberals want, you know. Let's get the politicians to make another law. Well, the last one didn't fix it. Why do you think another one will? You see, those are not the things that we should look at. God is a God of order. Mankind has been out of the order of God since the garden. mankind rebelled against the order of God in the garden. Can I get amen? Help me, I'm going somewhere. That's when mankind first began to put self above God's order.
Amen.
Self. Now, mankind wasn't created to please self. God didn't put mankind on earth to please self. And I don't care what you or anybody else says, that's the truth. Self without God and God's order of things is a total failure every time. Self without God and God's order always ends badly. Always. Mankind's never done anything without God that turned out right. And God certainly isn't there to please man.
Amen.
God's creation is not to please man. God's order is not to please man. God is there to glorify himself.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, help me. Self-seeking always ends in sin. And the Bible says, and when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. Death of your body, death of your hopes, death of your dreams, death of your love of that person and of others. Without Christ and out of God's order is sin. Sin, according to the Bible, is transgression of the law. That's God's law. To break God's law is to get out of order, and it always ends up killing someone.
Yes.
Hopes, dreams, admiration, all these things. God's perfect. He's holy. He's sinless. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He's everywhere, and he's all powerful. That's God.
Amen.
Now you listen to this. Get out of God's will, and you'll get into disorder.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
That includes lost people.
Yes.
I got to think about it. Colossians 1, 16, 18, all of you know it. By him were all things created. By him all things consist. God created the stars, and he set them in place. He created the planets, and he set them in place. He created the moon, and he set it in place. He created the lions, and he put them in a specific order. He created the lambs, and he put them in a specific order. He created whales, and he put them in a specific order. He created mankind, but he gave mankind a free will.
Come on now. Yep.
We're the only creation of God that has the free will to choose whether or not we want to.
Amen.
Be in order, God's order.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says God's not willing that any should perish, but they'll all come to repentance. That's God's wish, but that's God doesn't make man do that.
That's right.
He wanted somebody he could love and fellowship with. He didn't want a mechanical moon or a mechanical star or a dumb animal that he has put instinct into. And by the way, animals always go by that instinct. They never go away from it. Unless they're sick, got rabies or something. Come on, help me. Everything in creation obeys God. The sun comes up every day when he tells it to come up, and it goes down when he tells it to go down. The moon rises and sets every day. Everything is set in perfect order in outer space. You get one of those things out of order and you destroy the whole universe. And mankind thinks he's smarter than God and he can do it his way. The worst song they'll ever sing at your funeral is "I Did It My Way." Because we'll know you died and went to hell. Amen? But people sing that and they think that. Now, there's an order in making cars. Have you ever wondered why the gasoline tank is not under the hood with the engine? Some of y'all never even thought of that, did you? Well, I'm going to give you a revelation today. It blow up. Be out of order. It'll blow up. You say, well, preacher, I'm not stupid. I know that. Yeah, but there's so many other areas we put things in the wrong place.
Come on. Yeah.
And it blows up. In every generation, it happens. Over and over again. And the preacher, the prophet, the teacher, who else, gets up and they try to warn people and they call us negative and haters and all of that. But we're just trying to help to keep yourself in order so that God puts you in, because if you don't, you're going to blow up.
Amen. Come on.
You got to submit to God's order or you'll perish. Well, I just don't believe the Bible. Well, watch out. Well, I just don't believe in God. That doesn't change him.
That's right.
Hey, man, just because your little puny brain doesn't believe in the God of heaven doesn't set anything out of order other than you.
Amen.
God has some order for things. I'm going to teach you something, class. And our country's got a lot of this stuff backwards, so I'm going to teach it to you, okay? Common sense order of God. Get you an education. Prepare. Go to work. And you'll have success. There's people woke up today think they'll be successful and they ain't never done anything to get them going in that direction, and they're out of order, and then they get mad at other people who are successful because those people did it in order.
Come on, man.
You woke up at 30 years old and thought you were supposed to be a millionaire. You done waited too long. There's not enough time unless you're going to rob some banks. That'll kill you too, won't it? You get you an education. You say, well, preacher, I'm not much on education. Well, you can tell by the way I'm talking, I'm not that great myself. But we prepared ourselves to live in this old world, and whatever it takes, you get yourself ready and you go to work. You will not be successful if you wait for somebody else to take care of you.
Come on now. Yeah.
Well, the politicians should have done more for that shooting. That's why the people that are saying that are not successful. They're waiting on the government to take care of them. They're waiting on some establishment or some organization to take care of them. Let me tell you something. If you end up in failure, it's because you didn't start out right. It's love, marriage, intimacy, and everybody in here is old enough to know what that means. Then children. Your family's not going to be successful if you take that and mess it up and turn it any other way. I said, it is love, it is marriage, then it's intimacy, then it's children. Now, that's not the way TV shows it. Some of y'all watch some of the trashiest stuff that ever been put on TV in America. And they make fun of what I just said.
Yeah.
And they laugh and mock the home.
Yeah.
And they make the father look like some doofus.
That's right.
And make the woman look like a nag, or she knows everything and the daddy's stupid. Now, here's another order. You tithe.
Amen.
Then you pay your debts.
Come on.
We're getting quiet now. Then you buy extras and fulfill your wants.
Come on, man.
You see, some people, you've messed this up. When you got married and you had children, from now on your dream is your marriage and those children. You can give up all that other stuff. Brother, he took $25,000 and bought him a motorcycle. His children eat free lunch at school. And when the offering plates passed to get people to put money into the work of the Lord so people get saved, a dollar goes in.
Come on now.
And then he comes to me and says, I don't understand why God ain't blessing me. Boy, that went over like a ton of bricks, didn't it? Now, I ain't after your money. I don't even know what you give. I don't want to know. It'll affect my preaching. because I probably think more of some of you than I should, and I think less of some. But let me tell you something. There is no instant riches. And if you inherit it, you're going to ruin it.
Come on. Yeah.
See, some people are waiting for mom and dad to die because mom and daddy did it the right way. They went to school. They prepared. They got them a job. They worked hard all their life. They took care of their family. And then after the kids was grown, they had a little bit to save. And when they die, those same children are going to honor them because of what they did, and they're not going to blow it. But you take some kids, they ain't never worked. They never loved their mom and dad like they ought to. And as soon as mom and dad die, they'll blow every penny they had. I've been there. I've seen it over and over. I preach funerals. You would not believe things that happened after a funeral. I've seen them fight over a ring on a woman's finger in the casket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of order. What caused that, preacher? Well, either they wasn't raised right or they didn't do right, and they certainly didn't do what I just said. Here it is in the church. Pastor, deacons, congregation, and that's the way it works in leading a church. This is not a free fall.
Come on, man.
If this turns into a free fall, it'll mess up.
That's right.
There's some right up here you could walk to. They had 39 in church last week. Church to sit 250 because it can't. Their good pastor who was the leader and the good deacons who were the leaders passed on or died or retired, and then the owners came in and took over, and they don't really want a pastor.
Come on now. Yeah.
So they pay some little old guy $50 a week to come in and give them a sermonette so they can run out to the kitchenette and smoke them a cigarette because they ain't nothing but a Christianette anyway. Is this on? I ain't going back down there no more. That's why I'm going to preach it while you're here. Listen. In the home, it goes like this. Husband, wife, children. You don't believe me? Read Ephesians 5. Read your Bible. Husband, wife, children. If you get any of that order messed up, you're going to fail. You say, well, my husband's not very smart. He married you. Then maybe you're the one that's not that smart. Now, I know some husbands need to step up to the base and do their job. And if I was the wife, I wouldn't do it. I'd say, I'm not doing that. You're going to have to do it. You're the husband or we'll starve. I will not do that. You're going to go to work. You're going to pay the bills. I'm not keeping your sorry hide up. And we're not going to call you Mr. Mom. You're supposed to be the husband, the dad. Amen? Amen. Out of order. What's this got to do with our nation? It's destroying our nation. Where do you think homosexuality is coming from? That's out of order, what I just told you. Now we've got marriages. And you got two husbands. It ain't a marriage. I wouldn't call it marriage. God don't call it a marriage. Or you got two wives. Come on, y'all still with me?
Yes.
Amen. Listen, you get that out of order, you know what's going to happen to those children? They're going to be destroyed. They're going to be perverted. They're not going to recognize the order that God set up, and then their marriage will be messed up. And then our children's marriage will be messed up. And then our children's marriage will be messed up. It's not the politician. It's not the teacher. It's not the government. It's not the police. It's not guns. It's sinful mankind is out of order.
Come on.
I don't like that kind of preaching. Well, throw your Bible away. Cut the pages out. Come on, help me. If you don't believe it, just say I don't believe it. Amen. Listen, for the husband, here's how it goes. Wife, children, self. Did you hear me, husband?
Right.
Wife, children, self. You come last, buddy.
Right.
You got married, you made a commitment to a woman, you birthed children, now you take care of them.
Right.
I bet people, when I preach at Chain Gang, man would say, I'd say, what you in here for? He said, not paying my child support. I said, you're a sorry rascal. You're about as low as a man can get. You birth children in this world, you won't even take care of them. Well, my wife. I said, no, it ain't your wife, it's you. Preacher, I thought you was going to tell us something about gun control. This will control guns. Amen. It'll keep wives from shooting their husbands. Ladies. By the way, if you don't have children, pour it all on your wife. Ladies, here's how it goes. Wife, here's how it goes. You listening? Husband, children, then you, lady. When you got married, you were supposed to become one flesh. And look, you ought to honor and you made a commitment to honor and cherish that man. I'm going to tell you another thing they've taken out. Obey. Yeah. Obey. You like that one, don't you? Yeah, that's why he's up. Wives, the Bible says it. Obey your husband in the Lord. Now, if he's out of the Lord's will, you ain't got to do a thing. He says out of the Lord's will. But anything that he ain't out of the Lord's will on, you ought to obey him, whether he's lost or saved. Well, my husband's not a Christian. I don't have to obey him. Now, that's not what it says. In the Lord. Now, if he tells you something out of the Lord, you don't have to obey that. But, hey, if he says, you don't have to have a job. I'll go to work and I'll take care of the bills. You stay home, clean up the house, wash the dishes, take care of my clothes, have my lunch ready. You ought to say, amen. That ain't the way it is no more, preacher. I'm trying to tell you that's what's wrong. We're out of order. Now, I know there's women that have to be men because their husbands refuse to. But I'm going to tell you something. Wife, you made a commitment. And by the way, your commitment was to that man first, not those children. A lot of women start having children, they leave their husband alone. You're going to mess up. Your children come after your husband. By the way, grandchildren too. You still with me? Listen, God didn't put these things in order because he's trying to punish us. He's trying to help us. Oh boy, here it comes, children. That includes adult children. Mom, dad, then yourself. Honor your father and mother and Lord. And your days on earth shall be what? Long. You don't honor them, what would be the opposite of that? My mom was 99. Now there was a time before I was a Christian, before I was saved, I talked back to my mama. I broke my mama's heart. Boy, after I got saved, I got that right with my mama.
Amen.
And I don't talk back to my mama. And I don't talk over my mama. My mama's 99 and she can't remember 15 minutes ago. But she can remember 63 years ago when I was born. And she can remember 60 years of... I can't remember. All those days she changed my diaper. And that's real love right there, buddy. Children. Mom, number one, she birthed you. Dad, number two... He took care of you. Then number three, yourself. Now in Florida, that boy's parents were dead. From what I read, they wasn't that great when they was alive. They certainly didn't lead him to Christ. They certainly didn't teach him the order of things. But he got to live with some adopted parents. And that went bad. I don't know how all of it went. I might be wrong on them being dead. But I know this. Every bit of it ended up wrong. Because it got out. He ended up living with some friends. And that's certainly out of God's order for a teenager to live with friends. I know you teenagers think you're the smartest thing that ever hit God's earth. But you're not. You're dumb as a box of rocks. You're not even going to be smart until you turn about 25 or 30 years old.
Right.
You'll wake up one day and say, man, it's the grace of God I'm even alive. I've been so stupid in my life. Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
God's order. I'm talking about God's order. Here's spiritual order. Help me. I got 5 minutes. No, I'm not going to hurry. Here's God's spiritual order. Number one, you're a sinner. You need to get saved.
Right.
Well, I'm not a sinner. Well, you're the first one since Jesus.
That's right. Amen. I'm not a sinner. I've never broke the commandments. You just broke one.
Thou shalt not be a false witness. You ain't supposed to lie. Amen.
Amen.
You can't keep the first commandment. Try it. And
so number one, spiritual order, you get born again. And God justifies you. He wipes away all that past, and He makes you just as if you never sinned. Number two, you get baptized in the local church to identify yourself with the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and you can't do that out of a bottle or a spoon or a vase. You got to get buried.
Amen.
Y'all still with me? We got some Baptists here, don't we? Don't we still have Baptists? I think it's still on that sign out there, like a lot of cowards that won't put it on their sign anymore. Number three, you join the church. You identify yourself with a local body of Christ. This is the body of Christ. I know we don't look like much, but He thinks we're wonderful.
Amen.
And you join a local church to be identified with the local church, which represents the body of Jesus Christ. When you see us, you see Jesus, or you ought to.
Amen.
If we're in order, you will. Come on, help me. I'm talking about spiritual order. Are you still with me? Number one, you get saved. Number two, you get baptized. Number three, you join a local church. Number four, you take part in the Lord's Supper. Now, that's not made much of anymore because we got all these generic Christians and these worldly Christians who don't want to be identified with the blood of Jesus Christ. But by taking part in the Lord's Supper, you are recognizing His blood that was shed for me and you. And He says, without shedding of blood, there's no remission. So we take part in the Lord's Supper and the giving of His body. Now, number three, you grow in your faith.
Amen.
Just because you got saved, you have not arrived yet.
Right. Come on.
And if you don't do those things, you're going to be out of order.
Right.
And God doesn't bless this order. He says He's not a God of disorder, did He not? And He said, do everything decently and what? In order. So now, you got saved, you got baptized, you joined the church, you've taken part in the Lord's Supper, and now you ought to grow. In the Bible, that's called sanctification. Some of y'all look like you've been eating China berries or something. Listen. What is that, preacher? You read your Bible every day. You read your Bible. How can you come to church on Sunday and not get mad at the pastor because you don't know what the Scripture says, and when he says it, you're out of order, and now you're mad at him because he's the one you're looking at as your final authority, not the Word of God.
Amen. Come on.
Boy, that went over like a ton of bricks. You'll read your Bible.
Amen.
If you don't, you ain't going to stay in order. That's kind of like me and my son-in-law. We was trying to put a trampoline together the other day, and we didn't have the instructions. And I had a hammer in my hand. I wanted to hit that boy. I really wanted to hit him. And he better thank God that God saved me when He did, because He saved his life. He was out of order. Trying to put the thing on backwards. I was out that way, but I'm a dumb old man, you know. And so you grow in your faith by reading your Bible. You pray every day. And I don't mean now lay me down to sleep. And I don't mean God is good, God is great. I don't mean that. I mean you talk to God every day. You talk to God. And then you daily separate yourself from the things of this world. Now you listen to me. You listen real good. You have freedom in Christ. You're the only creation that God gave that freedom.
Amen.
So you're free to choose right or wrong.
Yes.
But I'm going to go ahead and warn you. There's nothing in this world. I'm not talking about the earth. I'm talking about the worldly system that we belong to. There's nothing in it that pleases God.
Come on, man. Yeah.
And if you associate yourself with that particular thing, you will fail because you'll be out of God's will.
Amen.
And because you fail, your family fails. Preacher, what happened there in Florida? Somebody didn't get saved. Somebody didn't get baptized. Somebody didn't join the church. Somebody didn't take part in the Lord's Supper. Somebody didn't grow in their faith. Somebody wasn't reading the Bible. Somebody wasn't praying. And then he says, go forth weeping and bearing precious seed.
Come on now. Yeah.
Somebody never told that boy. In Romans chapter, I forget my verse, but Romans says, how shall they hear without a preacher? In your house, you're the preacher. Daddy, number one, if he's not there, mama's the preacher. The children are not the preachers. They don't know. That's why God gave them parents. And by the way, I'm just going to throw this in here. And I know it's going to make somebody mad. But truth usually does. God didn't call you to be your children's friend. They don't need you to be their friend. They've got friends. Well, I grew up wrong because my daddy never took me fishing. I never had a daddy take me fishing. I never had a daddy. Well, I would be better, but my mama didn't love on me like she ought to. Why don't you quit making excuses and quit blaming on everybody else?
Come on, yeah.
What went wrong is you.
Amen.
And then, if you got saved, don't you blame the church and the people in that church if your child turns out to be a juvenile delinquent. That's not on us.
That's right. Come on, brother. Yep.
Don't you blame my wife or my daughters if your child goes out and shoots somebody at the schoolhouse. That's not their job.
That's right.
My wife said the other day, she said, a resource officer at the school is a waste of taxpayer money.
Yeah, come on.
The guy or gal has no authority. They can't lock the kid up. They can't shoot the kid. They can't put handcuffs on the kid. One tried down in Lower South Carolina a couple years ago. You see what mess that made? I'd have drugged that hussy across the room too. Listen. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody's out of order with her. But that resource officer, it's a police officer's job to serve and protect, not take care of people, parents who are out of order and they're messed up kids because mom and daddy ain't right with God and didn't teach their youngin' nothing.
Amen.
Now, don't get me wrong. I pity the children. I grew up kind of like that myself. I pity those children. They want to know the truth. They want somebody to tell them what to do. You know, most kids want somebody to tell them what to do. Yeah. You say, yeah, but they talk back to me. That's because you waited until they was 15 to start.
Right.
If you look down when they was 3 and say, if you talk back to me again, I'm going to switch your little honey.
Yeah.
And if you look down at 6 and said, look, I know you don't like school, but you're going to school anyway. And if you look down at 10 and said, look, I know that those kids down there down there at school talk like that, but you don't talk like that.
Come on.
Somebody said recently they had an interview with a parent, and the parent said they don't know why their kid cusses because they ain't old enough to talk like that yet. Well, that must mean it's okay to cuss. You just got to be the right age. And I've had people tell me, well, I don't know. If I ever see my son drinking a beer, I'm going to kill him because he ain't old enough yet.
Come on now. Yeah.
And then they want to blame us because their kids turn out bad.
Right.
They're out of order. 1 minute after 12, the Presbyterian's been gone for 3 minutes. Listen, here's the order in church. Pastor, elder, bishop, under-shepherd, leader, example. That's the pastor. Now, when you have churches that are run by committees and boards, you know what you got? Out of order. Chaos. A giraffe was a Baptist committee put together to assemble a horse. Make committees, get them do their job, and dissolve the committee. You know what's wrong with these churches? They ain't had pastors in 20 and 30 years and they're dying because they made a committee and the committee took over and they don't want a pastor. You see, a pastoral position is a position of authority. Now, I'm no smarter than anybody here. There's a lot of people in here smarter than I am. I'm probably not even the most spiritual in here. And I know I'm not the best Christian in here, but this is where God put me. I didn't politic to get it. I didn't pay to get it. I preached many years without pay or anything else. I did it because God called me, and I'm going to do my job the best I can do according to the Word of God and keep it in order. And if I can't, then it's going to get out of order, and it won't last. And then you have deacons. You know what a deacon is? He's not the Southern Baptist deacon that you think about. A deacon, that word means servant. He is the number one servant in that church. And did I say he?
Yeah. Come on.
You can't be the husband of one wife and be a she. And the qualifications is you got to be a husband of one wife.
Amen.
Well, that's just the way you read it. No, that's what it says. Yeah, I know some women that's smarter than me, and I know some women that are better Christians than men, but I'm just going by what the book said. Amen?
Amen.
Now, he is the number one servant. He's a teacher by example. He's a teacher by example and by word and by his personal life and by his family life. And the church, listen, the church has to have somebody in charge.
Come on, man.
And then they've got to have somebody to help administer the things that that church has to do. He's the deacon.
Come on.
The elder, bishop, pastor, all mean the same thing. All mean the same thing. They're the same office. There's not three different offices. Hurry, I'm getting somewhere. Now, the congregation. The Bible says in the book of Acts that they were saved that daily, such as should be saved, and they were added to the church. Now, that the church is made up of saved, serving saints.
Come on now.
By words, by deeds, they support, they participate. So the question is not why does God allow terrible things, but what God got out of order to cause such a thing in our nation, in our homes, in our churches. Would you agree it's not just Florida, but the whole nation's out of control?
Come on,
would you agree that it's not just that boy's home, but a lot of homes are out of control? Would you agree that it's not just the Elevation Church, but there's a lot of churches out of control? Didn't get real quiet loud on that one. Would you agree that something has to happen?
Yes.
Or it all starts personally. It all starts personally.
Right.
Individuals make things happen. Number one, in the home, after personally. Look, listen to me. Nothing's going to happen in your home until you get things in order.
Come on, brother.
Nothing's going to happen in your church until you get things in order, and nothing's going to happen in our nation until we get things in order.
Come on. Yeah.
Now, my president is New York Yankee, and I don't like the way New York Yankees talk. I don't like the way they behave. I've never thought he was a great Christian, but he's the president. And ask me, I think he's doing a good job. We can differ on that. I won't separate fellowship with you. If you don't like him, that's fine with me. But I voted for him. And let me tell you something. I'm not against anybody else. I just think we got a good man in office. But if God ain't in it, it's going to get out of order. And we see that order trying to be destroyed in our churches, in our nation, our churches, in our homes, in our schools, and personally. Now, I can't get anybody in order but me. If the sun gets out of order, we have a catastrophe. The sun doesn't have to move much and we'd all be destroyed. We don't have to move much closer to the sun and we'd all be destroyed, or much farther away and we'd be destroyed. If the moon gets out of order, the tides, everything else is going to destroy our world. Everything works in very fine detail. Everything. If the ocean gets out of order, it's going to be destruction. If mankind gets out of order, it's going to be catastrophe, and it is.
And if the, but if the Christian gets out of order, it's going to be chastisement. You see, once you became a child of God, you're no longer part of the world. He removed you from the world and the things of this world. Now, I can't help what's going on in Florida, but I can keep me right with God. And by keeping me right with God, others will want to be right with God. Come on, help me. Before I was saved, there was a man that worked at the bleachery. I worked with him a lot. His name was Bud Howe, one of the best Christians I've ever seen. Old-fashioned Church of God man, that kind y'all make fun of. Live right, walk right, talk right, at work, at home, at church. And everybody around him was affected by his order.
Amen.
When he walked in the shower house, there'd be men there playing cards and throwing dice and telling dirty jokes. He'd walk in that door, wouldn't look at nobody. He'd walk straight to his locker. And when he walked in there and opened that locker, that whole room would go quiet. Yep. They'd quit playing cards. They'd quit cussing. They quit doing all that stuff. And the first time I saw it, he walked over there. He walked back there to the sink. He washed a little bit here. He didn't have hair that long. He washed his hair, you know. It's the cleanest man I'd ever met in my life. And he walked right out. Didn't say nothing to nobody. And then everybody started right back up. I looked at that old man, one of them old nasty talking old men sitting there beside me. I said, "What in the world just happened?" He said, "You don't know about Bud?" I said, "No." And he told me the story how Bud was a drunkard and he beat his wife and abused his children. He got in a car wreck, ended up in the hospital, almost died. God had mercy on him. Somebody came in and told him about Jesus and Bud got saved and got his life in order. And everybody in the die house, 36 men, were affected by this one man. He wasn't a preacher, he wasn't a teacher, he wasn't a politician, he wasn't a policeman. He was one man that got life in order and got right with God. And it changed everything around him. That's what I need. That's what you need. That's what our nation needs. Every day, we'll put our life in order every day. Don't wait for tragedy or catastrophe every day. Get right with God every day. And you'll affect people around you, and guess what? You may affect that little boy that would be the next shooter. You will affect that little girl that may be the next sex slave. You will affect that little girl that might be the next prostitute. You'll affect that family that might be going under right now. You'll affect your parents and your brothers and sisters. But somebody's got to get in order somewhere for everything around it to start getting in order. So let me ask you today. Has there ever been a time in your life where you saw yourself out of order and you came to the Lord Jesus Christ and you asked Him to save you and He set you in order that day? Since then, Christian, have you continually, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us. Are you keeping short accounts with God? Confessing your sins? Staying away from them? Let's stand. Father, You know our heart.